This is the Life Nomading Podcast with your host, Ian Hoyt, episode numero 7. What's up, everyone? My name is Ian Hoyt, like I just said in the intro, and welcome to the Life Nomading Podcast. Episode number 7. It's been a while. The last episode that I published was with Megan Tan from the Millennial Podcast. Since then, she's blown up in the podcast world, and I've quickly just faded into the sunset with no agenda on bringing it back until today. And this is just me. I'm warning you, I am the only one on this episode today. I'm just going to try to run through some updates with life nomading. I'm going to shed some light on topics that I'm just thinking about, and I'm drinking water. I'm sort of doing this off the cuff because I promised you guys when I started this podcast that I would keep it extremely raw. And I feel like I've done that in a way that I didn't mean to. Production value of these podcasts have been all over the place. It's been audio quality has been rough. It's been too long. Maybe they've been a little boring. Maybe I'm not the best interviewer. I don't know. And there are things that I want to work on as I progress in this podcast. But the one thing that I don't want to stop is doing the podcast. And that brings me to another point. It's been a while since I've, you know, recorded an episode for Life Nomading, and there's been reason, right? I've been doing the execution side of the things that I talk about. You know, I have an agency called Wilbur, where we do creative services for clients, and that takes up a lot of my day right now. You know, it's the main bread and butter, so it's very hard to prioritize life nomading stuff over that when, you know, survival is in your mindset, right? And so it's taken me away from life nomading longer than I wanted to, but another aspect of this whole thing, I stopped making excuses why I can't work Wilbur 6 to 6 and 7 and work on life nomading in the evening. You know, excuses have been a huge part of either why I haven't done something in the past or why I haven't accomplished the goals that I've wanted to accomplish. And I think everyone has excuses, and I think everyone can admit that the excuses that they set for themselves are the reasons why they don't accomplish the things that they want to accomplish. And it's that simple. Water break. So I'm here admitting that I'm a human. And I don't think a lot of people admit that. And I think people are afraid to admit that they're human. I'm human. I haven't posted a podcast since June of 2015. That's been a while. And there's no excuse for it yet. I had an excuse, and it's because I was busy, but everyone's busy. If you want to accomplish something, you're going to find time to do it, and that's why I'm back here. I started life nomading because I wanted it to be something that impacted people, and I feel like I was on that journey to help others and find others to help others. You know, it's been something that I wanted to build that was bigger than myself. If it was about me, I would have called it Ian Hoyt. But life nomading is about helping others pursue an unconventional path. And I feel like that story has been lost since its inception in 2014. And I'm here saying I want to bring it back. You know, we've gotten very bogged down in the travel aspect of what life nomading is about. And don't get me wrong, travel is a huge part about living a passionate lifestyle, because to be honest, a lot of people's passions lie in discovering new lands. And that's awesome. But for me, I love to travel. But my biggest thing is honing in on what I want to do for the rest of my life as a career, as a vocation, as something that I can be known for, something that I can be revered for. And for me, that's my constant daily internalizing thing that I think about. And life nomading is all about taking the unconventional path to speed up the discovery of those different avenues, whether it be travel, whether it be, you know, in your business or a career path, whether it be in your creative aspects, whatever it is. That's what life nomading is about, is just following the unconventional path. And so now that I got that premise out of the way, that little rant, what does this mean for life nomading going forward? Well, if you haven't seen already, I've started creating more blog articles, and writing is my, you know, first and foremost passion and creative outlet. And so I've been creating more articles and stopped making excuses why I can't fit in an article here and there. Not only am I creating articles, though, the community around life nomading are starting to create more articles to help each other out. And that's really exciting. So if you have things to share, life nomading can be the place for you to share them. And we'd be so grateful for your insight. And please connect with us. You can find a way to contribute by going to lifenomading.com and going to the bottom in the footer. And there's going to be a little button that says contribute. Go there, check it out. That's my shameless plug if you want to share your insight. Next, again, the podcast is going to come back. We're going to bring it back at least, at the very least, on a monthly basis. I would like to get 3 episodes a month at its peak, if I can. What is that going to involve? It's probably going to involve more of this, more of me talking about the thoughts I'm having and giving my insight, because I think that's going to be some really raw ideas that hopefully people can enjoy and gain insight from, because I'm someone living the unconventional path. I'm going through this journey and I'm trying to document it as best as possible. But when I don't have the ideas, I want to bring on guests still. I want to bring on interview guests that are doing it in different forms in the world, whether it be Life Nomading Explorers Club group members or people outside that people really know and want to hear from. That's my goal. I want to bring as much value as I can through articles and podcasts. And in addition, I'm adding video to the Life Nomading world in the form of, right now, their weekly vlogs, documenting what I do during the week or if I have insight that I want to give during the week. I'm just trying to create a place that solves everyone's form of wanting to be a part and learn as much as they can about changing their life for the better, whether that's through giving them audio stuff to listen during their day, reading things that's going to give them really tangible insight, or watching things that hopefully inspire them to make change. That's what life nomading is about. And the only reason I'm here is to help facilitate that for everyone. And so that's my call to you guys. What do you guys want to see, hear, or read? And how can I help make that happen? Because at the end of the day, as cliche as it sounds, I am here to help as many people change their lives to create as much happiness as they can. End cliche moment. So if you want to find any more information about all the things I just mentioned, everything's at lifenomading.com. If you're listening to this, likely you're already involved in the Explorers group. And if you are, thank you. And if you could share this with one of your friends, just one, it could help grow this community and start changing people's perceptions about taking a path less traveled. See you next time.